Well, a website hosting company said this week that the Justice Department had served it with a warrant demanding that it hand over all files related to one of its customers' websites. But DreamHost is resisting turning over the documents, and legal experts say what happens in this case could have far-reaching consequences for First Amendment rights in the digital age. NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports.
In the weeks leading up to January 20th, the website disruptj20.org was a hub for coordinating protests against the inauguration of Donald Trump. Some of those protests in Washington, D.C. turned violent. Police officers were injured and property was damaged. Nearly 200 people now face felony riot charges. Last month, a D.C. judge granted the Justice Department a warrant for all of DreamHost's files related to Disrupt J20, including logs with information about people who simply visited the website.
What on earth could there be probable cause for that would justify turning over the logs of every single person who's ever looked at this site?
That's Mark Rumold, senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is advising DreamHost in its case.
There's no way that that's all evidence of a crime.
DreamHost called the move a clear abuse of government authority. Providers like DreamHost get requests all the time to provide law enforcement with information. And mostly we never hear about it because they quietly comply. Rumold says it's not unusual for investigators to get a warrant for IP logs and other digital records. But he says it's quite rare to ask for the logs of all visitors to a website.
From our perspective, it's always troubling when the government seizes far more information than it could ever use. I think what's particularly unique about this case is that the crime and the topic that is being investigated is a group of people who are politically opposed to the president.
DreamHost says it logs this information to prevent issues like attacks on one site bringing down all the others on the same server. One of the organizers of Disrupt J20, Legba Carrefour, says his group would never keep records on who comes to its website.
We don't want to know. We don't care. And also, I'm sure like half of those are probably cops.
Indeed, the government's affidavit says D.C. police used an undercover officer to attend one of the group's meetings in a D.C. church basement.
But the idea that the privacy of any single person who simply out of curiosity or because they're part of the organizing or even if they were against us, having their then individual name disclosed to the FBI or the Justice Department, that's really frightening. Those people committed absolutely no crime. It is not illegal to go look at an anarchist website.
Paul Ohm is a former attorney at the Justice Department, and he's now a law professor at Georgetown University.
You could imagine that there might be hidden within the vast amount of data we're talking about some tiny tidbits that could be used in a criminal indictment or criminal case.
But Ohm says the government's warrant should be much narrower.
With a single warrant signed by a single judge, especially given the speech implications of this particular website, it's disturbing to me that that could be the single key that unlocks the political and speech habits of, I don't know how many people, might be thousands of people, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
He says this case isn't just about policing. It's also about First Amendment rights of speech and listening and petitioning the government.
Going forward in the future, if a FBI or Department of Justice wants to mimic this behavior and look at websites that are set up to plan protests, there should be some hesitation. There should be some ground rules, guardrails, so that this isn't a routine thing.
And those ground rules just might be written soon. D.C. Superior Court rescheduled the hearing in the matter it was supposed to hold today. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.
And a note here. Last night, Tina Fey made a guest appearance on SNL's Weekend Update, introducing sheet caking when you bury emotions in cake. Then she dug into one and current events, closing with this about right-wing rallies this weekend.
I really want to say to encourage all good, sane Americans to treat these rallies this weekend like the opening of a thoughtful movie with two female leads. Don't show up. Let these morons scream into the empty air. I love you, Charlottesville, and as Thomas Jefferson once said, who's that hot light-skinned girl over by the butter churn?
Tina Fey, everyone!
It's here now.